Well, as we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, I have to remind you to join us on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network. We're on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. Also, the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 102.1 in Aberdeen, South Dakota. 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, North Dakota. Farm News in Real Country, Thunder 106.1 and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, before we took the break, said we're coming back and talking gypsum. Well, the Trump administration is withdrawing a pending livestock regulation left over from the Obama administration's Department of Agriculture. The so-called gypsum rules that have divided the ag community by making it easier for producers to sue packers over alleged unfair practices. While USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue's decision not to finalize the interim Farmer Fair Practices Rule written last year by the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration, it drew immediate fire from Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
I've got violent opposition to what they're doing.
And Grassley charges big packers are taking advantage of independent hog producers through predatory practices. And in an unusual tirade against USDA and the Trump administration, he vowed to protect the USDA.
They're just pandering to big corporations. They aren't interested in the family farmer. And the USDA is the U.S. Department of Agriculture, not the U.S. Department of big business, big agribusiness.
And if that wasn't enough...
You know, everybody thinks draining the swamps of firing a whole bunch of congressmen and a whole bunch of bureaucrats. It's changing the culture of the bureaucracy.
Well, Grassley's wrath seems unlikely to sway Secretary Sonny Perdue, who, commenting from Spain during a European Union trade visit, cited with industry arguments that more regulation is not the answer.
These are moral actions that I don't know that believe that regulations and litigation actually solve. In fact, I believe that it had the potential for harming the very people that it was intended to protect, and I think in a very unwise way.
Perdue echoed arguments by the pork and cattle industries that the rule, first mandated by Congress in the 2008 Farm Bill, but not funded for years, would mean easier to bring lawsuits, more packers growing their own livestock, and higher consumer prices. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation said the rule as written was flawed and could lead to less competition. However, the National Farmers Union and others saw the rule as a key to leveling the playing field between packers and independent producers. While wrapping up the fourth round of talks on the North American Free Trade Agreement, the U.S. proposed a dismantling of Canada's dairy supply management system. Bloomberg reports Canada flatly rejects the proposal by the United States. The proposal would effectively kill Canada's supply management system by fully eliminating tariffs on supply-managed products over 10 years. President Donald Trump earlier this year called the system unfair and used this system as part of his threat to withdraw from NAFTA. Canada's government dismissed the U.S. dairy proposal, while the dairy farmers of Canada called it outrageous. The U.S. proposal, according to Canadian officials, would effectively end supply management. Canada's agriculture minister said to deal with anything else is simply a non-starter. Former U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman urged that the U.S. proposals be considered opening offers, saying it is a negotiation. Well, also, U.S. commodity export groups, along with counterparts from Canada and Mexico, are reiterating their support for free trade. The U.S. Grains Council, along with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, National Sorghum Producers, National Corn Growers, and others, met with counterparts from Canada and Mexico last week. As round four, the North America Free Trade Agreement negotiations conclude, the groups continue to stress the importance of agreements to agriculture. In a joint statement, the groups encourage negotiators to continue their participation in good faith in the negotiations. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, We're going to talk labor. That's next.